Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Spring training rolls on here at Jupiter, Florida. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios here in Jupiter. Remember, Lou Fuse is St. Louis, 14 brands, 10 locations. The Lou Fuse Automotive Group. See more at fuse.com. I don't know if you feel comfortable with this, Derek, but happy Valentine's Day to you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for the reminder.
Yeah, you better get on that if you haven't been on it yet, you know, with flowers and, you know, jewelry, candy, whatever. You better get on it. I'm just telling you. Happy Valentine's Day.
It's been a long time since I've been down here that I lost track of the days.
I know the feeling. Let's jump right into it.
Will you give me a candy heart?
I will give you some chocolates if that's what you prefer.
I have a 3-heart minimum on Valentine's Day.
I'm going to get into the 3-better minimum, but don't jump the gun yet, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's start with some of the news of the day. And the biggest news, I think, coming out of baseball and really Cardinals camp yesterday was the press conference held by Jim Crane and the Astros, if you want to call it a press conference. It was kind of an ugly day for baseball yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, any day the Astros are involved with trying to make a statement seems to become an uglier day for baseball. On a radio show there in St. Louis with some of our friends, I mentioned that it's inevitable that Major League Baseball will announce that 28 teams make the playoffs just to distract us from the mess that the Astros added to.
Yes.
Not a great sentiment, not real ownership of it. Just an interesting time. It sure does seem like the Astros are happy to let people who aren't with them anymore take ownership of, I've seen a lot of apologies from folks, from former hitting coaches there, from former players there. But I think Carlos Correa really stood out watching the videos. He stood up for Carlos Beltran. He acknowledges mistakes. He said things got out of hand. But what they said in the press conference was a mess, where Jim Crane blamed it on leadership, then said that he was not to blame, tried to let off that, grown men could not be accountable for their actions. Some of that stuff is just nonsense.
I would agree, and I just felt that they, as a whole, and right now on the website, ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, with Ben Fredrickson, I said this, I just felt like they were ill-prepared for a press conference that they should have been very, very prepared for, and it's kind of a black eye for baseball, and I thought that was
had months to set up.
Absolutely.
They handled all the stuff that happened in the World Series poorly, the stuff with the taunting in the clubhouse poorly, the taunting of reporters in the clubhouse poorly. They have at every step handled it poorly. They found more ways to come up with excuses. I'll add this, Dan. I was talking with someone today and I said, the Astros come across as arrogant and haughty, and they have for a while, like they're above the law in some ways. And so much of that was pinned on or steered towards or directed at Jeff Luhnow. Well, you know who's not there today? You know who's not a part of that today? It was Jeff Luhnow. So, while he was definitely a part of that, and gave across that impression with his non-apology, they can't hang this one on him either. This was a mess of their own doing, and it's just in the walls there.
As it pertains to the Cardinals, you and I were talking yesterday and again earlier this morning that, many of the Cardinal players, and I think this is the sentiment among players around Major League Baseball, they're really frustrated with this. Not only that they have to answer questions about it, but for some guys, it, had a direct effect on them in a negative way. And they're frustrated with that, aren't they?
Yeah. Obviously you got one player suing the Astros because he aims to prove that they cost him his livelihood. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of retrofitting of success. And, that added to the frustration of the comments, right, from the Astros today where they apologized for getting caught, essentially. And then when asked, well, what was the benefit of it, they said, well, you get some benefit of it, but none in the World Series. Of course not in the playoffs. No, none in the World Series. Well, which is it? They were caught cheating. Why would you cheat if it didn't work? And if it works, then you win, so you continue doing it. So of course it had to do with what you were winning. And I hear some frustration with that, that like, you know, come on, don't take us all for fools. You benefited from it, own it, and move on.
Absolutely. Mike Shildt, let's talk about the Cardinals. Mike Shildt kind of had his State of the Union yesterday, if you will, on Cardinals spring training and where the club is. What stood out hearing from the Cardinal manager?
Yeah, we're starting, you know, we talk every day with the manager, usually before workouts. So it's starting to get into a little bit more of the specific, you know, different themes of the day. Carlos Martinez throwing a bullpen, that was something that was discussed quite a bit. I asked about Alex Reyes for the morning paper to kind of look at how, you know, the similarities between where Alex Reyes and Carlos Martinez are today and where they were supposed to be. You know, injuries have obviously played a part in twisting their careers in new directions. So, you know, you look at, we talked about that, you know, just kind of talked about what he wanted to try to get out of camp here. It talked about the addition of Brad Miller, the different positions he'll play. What kind of threat is he to, say, a Jairo Munoz, Tommy Edman, that kind of thing. So it was more of a less of a general questions, less general thoughts, and more of a targeted discussion.
What do you think happens with Alex Reyes this spring? The training wheels are off. What do you think?
Yeah, that's, I'm going to steal that line. Okay.
That's fine by me.
Training wheels off. No, you know, the way I described it was, you know, it would not shock me at all if, you know, this season, let's say long about June, the Cardinals are in London. Jordan Hicks is on a rehab assignment in Springfield, and Alex Reyes is handling the ninth inning. Just would not shock me.
What about opening day, though? What do you think his chances are to make this team?
Good, better than average. You know, I think they want him. I think, you know, we saw last year how Shildt really would like Reyes to be a part of it. Mike Maddox wants to see a healthy Reyes. He feels like he really hasn't seen him at full strength. They want to see that. So I think, you know, they're real intrigued by having him, but they're really going to let him dictate. I think it's possible. Opening day is possible. You know, as far as like, you know, if we say like, we know who the opening day starter is going to be, we know who the opening day first baseman is going to be. You know, I think when you talk about like the odds of them being in the opening day, say, roster, I think, you know, Harrison Bader has a greater chance of being on the opening day roster than, say, Jairo Munoz. And Jairo Munoz has slightly less of a chance of being on the opening day roster than, say, a Lane Thomas. And Lane Thomas has a better chance than Alex Reyes, and Alex Reyes has a slightly better chance than, say, a Dylan Carlson, to put it in those terms.
Sure, and it makes sense. So much, though, unfolds here in the next 7 weeks, and that's kind of the fun of this. The Cardinals, even though, and we talked about it yesterday, even though this is a team that won the NLCS, there are so many questions. That's what makes this...
bonkers.
Yeah, this spring training is really kind of fascinating from the Cardinals fans' perspective.
Yeah, and it's a crowded house, and they added one more to it, and they added one more who then kicks everybody down another notch, and you know, I think, you know, one of the things that whoever the manager has been here with the Cardinals, they always talk about trying to create competition. I mean, there's an abundance of competition here, but it's created by questions. It's not necessarily straight up competition. It's more like, you know, you're competing against, time, you're competing against age, you're competing against, preconceptions, you're competing against injuries, you're competing against lost time. I mean, it's like each of these guys who could fill the roles for the Cardinals have to overcome themselves first before they ever compete with somebody else for the job.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Hughes Automotive Network, and you know they are St. Louis. Lou Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Fuse.com to start shopping today.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
I hope you know about the Schnucks Rewards app. If for some reason you don't, where have you been? The whole city has been downloading this. If you're a Schnucks Rewards member, you're going to earn points. And the next time you're at Schnucks, you can use those points for money off. Digital coupons on the items you want most. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get the app that gets you. I'll wrap it up with this. You've been watching a lot of grown men play catch and throw bullpens. But
professionally.
That's correct. And you do can you still can, you know, take some things away from that. You can do that.
Absolutely.
So who is stood
out? Are we gonna have the Miles Michaelis conversation?
No, not yet. So that's when I'm running out of topics. I could go for hours with you, Derek, but I have limited time with you. So who has stood out for you as you've watched some of this?
Carlos Martinez, strong today. Clear that he was not throwing, that he was not letting it go. That's not unusual. Other guys weren't either. But good look to him. Just good life to him. You know, he's slimmer, lighter, moving around lighter. Seems to have reconnected with his athleticism a little bit. That's a good sign. I think Rondon was impressive when I saw him. He was the pitcher of the year for the Cardinals organization last year, topped out at AAA. You know, a guy like Oviedo has made an impression early on. Zach Thompson, the first round pick, people were really enthused by him. I want to caution all of this, though, more so than usual, Dan. I think you do get something out of watching bullpens, and someday you and I should have the Miles Michaelis conversation on here because I think it's an interesting one.
Okay.
But I want to add multiple asterisks to this because all they've thrown is fastballs. And that was on purpose. I mean, these first two bullpens have been fastballs and fastballs only. So Kim has also been, KK has also been impressive. So you look around and it's like, okay, well, yeah, the guys with command and athleticism and who maybe are a little bit ahead because they've already been throwing a lot, those guys are going to look ahead, and they do.
Derek, get on the chocolates, Well, it might be jewelry because you could be in trouble right now, or it might be, I don't know, maybe a new car from Lou Few. I don't know. But whatever you need.
Like a new car.
Yeah, whatever. Well, this isn't for you. Whatever you need to do for a happy Valentine's Day for Mrs. Gould, take care of it, man.
I am going to write a knee weakening, eye misting, swooning sonnet. For her.
I don't think she really wants that.
I stack words for a living, buddy.
I understand that, but
You have not in the end, not seen romance till you've read my haikus.
Let me tell you something. She isn't gonna give a crap unless you go to Lordo's Diamonds. Do you like how I just slipped in a little sponsorship there? Go to Lordo's Diamonds. You know, you go to lordosdiamonds.com and order her a nice piece of jewelry, and all of a sudden, she's not going to really care about all your haikus.
Well, you just say, roses are red, violets are blue. Didn't get flowers. Here's Lordo's Diamond for you.
I think that's the next promo for Lordo's Diamonds. I love it, Derek. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, get
are
on it,
man. Are
your
knees weak?
Not really. I got to be honest. Okay. She's not real happy with you right now, so get on it, okay? It's Valentine's Day.
All right.
All right, Derek. Talk to you on Monday. Thank you.
Yes, looking forward to it. Enjoy your weekend.
It's all aboard the newest restaurant in St. Louis, the Train Shed at Union Station. Perfect place before and after Blues and Cardinal games. Historic St. Louis Union Station is downtown's newest dining destination with Train Shed's creative pub and the Soda Fountain's modern diner. The Train Shed at Union Station,